Day 11. Deuteronomy 11, Deuteronomy 11 1-32. Therefore you shall love the Lord your God, and keep his charge, his statutes, his judgments, and his commandments always. Know today that I do not speak with your children, who have not known, and who have not seen the chastening of the Lord your God. His greatness and his mighty hand and his outstretched arm, his signs and his acts which he did in the midst of Egypt, to Pharaoh king of Egypt, and to all his land. What he did to the army of Egypt, to their horses and their chariots, how he made the waters of the Red Sea overflow them as they pursued you. And how the Lord has destroyed them to this day, what he did for you in the wilderness until you came to this place. And what he did to Dathan and Abiram the sons of Eliab the son of Reuben, how the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up, their households, their tents, and all the substance that was in their possession. In the midst of all Israel, but your eyes have seen every great act of the Lord which he did. Herefore you shall keep every commandment which I command you today, that you may be strong, and go in and possess the land which you cross over to possess. And that you may prolong your days in the land which the Lord swore to give your fathers to them and their descendants, a land flowing with milk and honey. For the land which you go to possess is not like the land of Egypt from which you have come, where you sowed your seed and watered it by foot, as a vegetable garden, but the land which you cross over to possess is a land of hills and valleys, which drinks water from the rain of heaven. A land for which the Lord your God cares, the eyes of the Lord your God are always on it, from the beginning of the year to the very end of the year. And it shall be that if you earnestly obey my commandments which I command you today, to love the Lord your God and serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. Then I will give you the rain for your land in its season, the early rain and the latter rain, that you may gather in your grain, your new wine and your oil. And I will send grass in your fields for your livestock, that you may eat and be filled. Take heed to yourselves, lest your heart be deceived, and you turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. Lest the Lord's anger be aroused against you, and he shut up the heavens so that there be no rain, and the land yield no produce, and you perish quickly from the good land which the Lord is giving you. Therefore you shall lay up these words of mine in your heart and in your soul, and bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall teach them to your children, speaking of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down and when you rise up. And you shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates, that your days and the days of your children may be multiplied in the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers to give them, like the days of the heavens above the earth. For if you carefully keep all these commandments which I command you to do, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways and to hold fast to him, then the Lord will drive out all these nations from before you, and you will dispossess greater and mightier nations than yourselves. Every place on which the sole of your foot treads shall be yours, from the wilderness and Lebanon, from the river Euphrates, even to the western sea shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand against you. The Lord your God will put the dread of you and the fear of you upon all the land where you tread, just as he has said to you. Behold, I set before you today a blessing and a curse, the blessing, if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God which I command you today. And the curse, if you do not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside from the way which I command you today, to go after other gods which you have not known. Now it shall be, when the Lord your God has brought you into the land which you go to possess, that you shall put the blessing on Mount Gerizim, and the curse on Mount Ebal. Are they not on the other side of the Jordan, toward the setting sun, in the land of the Canaanites who dwell in the plain opposite Gilgal, beside the terebinth trees of Moreh? For you will cross over the Jordan, and go in to possess the land which the Lord your God is giving you, and you will possess it and dwell in it. And you shall be careful to observe all the statutes and judgments which I set before you today. UCG Bible Commentary, Deuteronomy 11. Blessing for obedience and curse for disobedience. A choice to make. Moses continues impressing on the children of Israel the absolute necessity of obeying each and every one of God's commandments. Verse 8, for God to bless. Verses 13-15. 23-25. If they love God with all their heart and soul, then they will carefully keep his commandments and walk in his ways, holding fast to him. Verses 1-13-22. After all, this is the love of God, poured out in our hearts. Romans 5:5, that we keep his commandments. 1 John 5:3 compare 2 John 6. However, we have a choice of whether to follow or to reject God, just as ancient Israel did. God set before them a blessing and a curse. The blessing, if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God which I command you today. And the curse, if you do not obey the commandments of the Lord your God. Deuteronomy 11:26-28. God wants man to choose his way, which produces blessings, Deuteronomy 0:19, but he does not force man to do so. God created man for the purpose of developing godly character, outflowing loving concern for others, which, by necessity, involves the voluntary decision of the individual to choose and then act in accordance with that right way. Otherwise, man would be nothing but a robot that does the right thing automatically without mind and conscience. But God, who is in the process of adding many children to his family, wants his future immortal sons and daughters to think and act like he does, and from eternity God has chosen to never veer from his loving nature. God expects all of us to choose his way of life too, and ultimately, once we are resurrected to incorruptible spirit with perfect godly character ourselves, we will maintain that right choice for eternity to come. Verses 10-12 describe some agricultural practices of Egypt and Canaan, contrasting the way crops received necessary moisture. All crops in Egypt were supported by irrigation waters from the Nile. The expression relating to Egypt that the people watered it by foot refers to the opening or closing of water outlets that regulated flow in the canals that service the fields. Canaan, however, was a country without a single major river. The crops received water from the rain and the dew. God placed his people in a land in which the weather patterns were supposed to turn their minds and eyes to heaven, so they would recognize their dependence upon him. Indeed, God paints a refreshing picture here and on through verse 14. The Israelites were headed for a land which drinks water from the rain of heaven, a land for which the Lord your God cares. The eyes of the Lord your God are always on it, from the beginning of the year to the very end of the year. I will give you rain for your land in its season, the early rain and the latter rain. It should be noted that the land of Israel is not the same today as it was in the time of Moses, a rich land of milk and honey. The Holy Land was then lush and green, more heavily forested with large areas of good pasturage and fertile soil for crops. Of course, the Promised Land was a physical type of the wonderful blessings of the coming Kingdom of God, which will be established over all nations.